The Clearwater Folk School of Shawamigan Bay began 5 years ago. It's one of just two folk schools in Wisconsin and a few dozen in the entire country. It's also the fourth year they've sponsored Pumpkin Fest. Pumpkin festivals aren't unique this time of year, but this particular one is something the others don't have. They have a catapult, a 15-foot-high trebuchet, aimed at a large monster pumpkin boat floating on Lake Superior.
And just give everyone a heads up when we're ready to go on. Who's going to pull the trigger?
That's Tim Edwards, one of the Clearwater Folk School vice presidents, who this warm Saturday afternoon is in charge of the trebuchet. He says the catapult harkens back to medieval castles in a different kind of way. Neighbors showed their displeasure.
Fling stones and dead animals and various other unpleasant things on each other's homes. Obviously, here it's used for recreational purposes, and we're flinging pumpkins with it today.
Okay, here we go. Heads up.
The celebration of pumpkins was sparked by the generosity of a local man named Jeff Stephenson. Clearwater Folk School co-founder Mike Jones says Stephenson may have been limited by Down syndrome, but there was no limit to his capacity to give. He had a pumpkin patch, and every autumn he'd quietly leave pumpkins on people's porches. Jones says that's the spirit of this festival.
This is all 100% volunteer put together, and so it's a real tight-knit group of people that, you know, pretty much everybody knows each other, and we're all just tired of working hard all summer. We need a chance to relax. Yeah.
The folk school teaches people to be more independent, from cooking to sewing to Jones's favorite. He's learned how to be a blacksmith and make wrought iron gates.
It's empowering to be able to, say, craft your own gifts or create something that you're going to use personally.
This pumpkin festival sticks to that theme. It's crowded with families, children playing beanbag and ring tosses. None of the games use electricity. A far cry from video games, a line of kids wait at a spinning wheel. The challenge is to do whatever the wheel tells you to do when it stops. Could be somersaults, standing on your head, or a linguistic challenge.
Wait, what did it say? Say toy boat 5 times as fast as you can.
Toy boat. Good job.
Or there's the balloon tying class or the tug of war. Heidi Gehring of Bayfield teaches storytelling and clothes making. She says this kind of hands-on traditional art reminds her of her own past and her grandfather from Germany, a blacksmith.
He had a glass eye when I knew him, and as many of those blacksmiths did, and I can recall that glass eye, and I can recall him pounding away in his schmiede. And as I'm learning now how to spin on the wheel, and I'm working my own fleece, washing it, carding it, now spinning it, and then knitting it, I'm seeing how years ago, how when there was a garment, it definitely was passed down between those 6-8 kids, you know, and it was patched up because it is so much work.
Gehring says traditional arts aren't simple. She's not about to give up her washing machine, but she's also not going to become a soccer mom.
That is one of my goals as a mother, not to have overly scheduled and hassled kids. And I cringe when I see a lot of people overscheduling their children. You know, it's such a technological age, and obviously I want my kids to be skilled on computer skills, but I really want them to enjoy a lot of the traditional skills that unfortunately often are slipping away.
That's one of the goals of the Clearwater Folk School. School President Bob Cornett, also a volunteer, says their slogan is "Learn to Live." He says it's both practical and good for the spirit.
Oh, yeah. I think when people use their hands, it's a remarkable thing. You know, they did say that Jesus was a carpenter, and he's quite a spiritual man, people say, and I would have to agree.
So this fine autumn day at a park overlooking Lake Superior, Cornett sees much of what their mission is all about, becoming closer to family and community.
We're thankful of everybody working together, you know. So I don't think we're anti-anything. We're pretty much the most laid-back people on the face of the earth, I think. Wouldn't you agree by looking around?
Ready
do it, you have to yell trebuchet.
Yell trebuchet.
Trebuchet.
Trebuchet and then give it a good one.
Trebuchet!
There we go.
In Washburn, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.